Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we want to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joining us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. And Steve, looks like we're going to get some big-time cool weather in by the end of next week, but it sure feels like summer today.
Hey, you got it, Steve. Good afternoon. It's kind of a weird weather pattern going on right now. I'm ready to jump into my bow stand. About 15 minutes, I'm watching some thunderstorms coming in, so it should be very interesting tonight. Those deer will probably move right before it and just after it, so I'm hoping I get 7:30 to, 7:15 to maybe 8 o'clock, some dry weather. So they'll move after that rain. They always do.
Yeah, and the cool weather is going to help everything in the outdoors, particularly that bite. Now, you brought up that the fish have been biting, that things have improved a lot on the water.
Yeah, they have. The only problem is it's a very, very early morning bite, Steve. I've been out maybe an hour before the sun comes up, and at this time of the year, that early bite is really critical, and they're biting very, very well, especially the walleyes from about an hour before sunrise and then an hour after, and then that's about it. It's still very hot. Water temperatures are still at 70. I'd really like to get them down in the 60s, but, that'll happen eventually. So you got to get up early, lose a little sleep, and get after them as early as you possibly can, and that makes a big difference. The midday bite is really tough almost everywhere, but, again, that'll improve as we get at the end of September and into October.
All right, you brought up get out there early. What should your approach be when you're out on the water early? How are you going to find them?
Well, I just kind of keep it simple. I try to keep my boat very clean with, nothing on the floor that I'm going to trip over and just go with the basics. I take crankbaits, mostly like minnow imitating baits that run about 5 to 7 feet, and basically throw it out and put the electric trolling motor down and just start working the tops of flats and shallow shorelines, just kind of like we do in the spring, and stay away from live bait and anything that's complicated, because that first hour it's, pretty much pitch dark. So if you have headlamps on and a spotlight and just kind of cruise along on top of the flats, and those fish are up there feeding aggressively pretty much all night. So what I'm doing is kind of catching them at the very end of their feeding patterns really early in the morning. And it doesn't matter if it's windy or overcast. It doesn't really matter. They're just up there doing their thing. So and I've been doing really well on these small little bass-type baits, real short, stubby baits that have a lot of vibration and a lot of left to right versus the standard crankbaits we use, the long, thin minnow types. Why they prefer that right now, I don't know. But when they hit it, it's a good time, I'll tell you.
All right, Steve, you talked about being out in the stand. If you're going to be out on the water, get out there early. And the other season's coming up fast and furious. What are your expectations? What are your thoughts as we move into some of these big openers coming up here pretty quick?
Well, I'm looking forward to the duck opener next week, Steve. I'm a little disappointed on the bird numbers that I'm seeing, and I don't know if it had a lot to do with these early seasons that we had with the youth season and the early teal season, if that's moved birds around. I don't know, but I'm a little pessimistic right now because I'm really not seeing any concentrations, especially wood ducks and teal, which are the early migrants. So I'm got my fingers crossed. I'm doing a lot of scouting and checking my usual spots, and I'm just not seeing the birds. So I don't know if they're going to materialize by next weekend or what, but it could be one of those seasons where a guy's got to work twice as hard for less. And, that's what duck hunting in Minnesota is. You work twice as hard for less.
And, Steve, I know you're going to be in the stand a little bit later. You told us. And where are you going to be in the coming week? Is it going to be all about the bow and arrow?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll be out probably every night. And, tonight I'm going to be in a ground blind because I'm sure I'm going to get wet. So I'm going to stay out of a tree and just sit in a ground blind and just keep at it this week and then prepare for the duck opener on Saturday. And, you know, it's such a beautiful time of the year. There's so much going on, and there's nothing better than fishing in the morning, bow hunting in the evening, or ducks in the morning and bow hunting in the evening. I mean, there just isn't enough time to get everything done, but it makes the time go fast, and it's very enjoyable, and it's just great to get out and have all these things going at the same time.
You know, a guy I work with during the week said, you know, you talk to that guy on the weekend, and he's got my dream job. You know, you got it made, Steve.
Well, yeah, it's you know, it's a great gig, no doubt about it. And, you know, it's a little tougher as I get older. You know, I need a little bit of recovery time. And,
yep.
You know, that's what happens. But, no, I just thank God every day that I can physically still do what I do. And it's all about getting a lot of sleep and eating really good food is kind of the key to the whole thing. So that's kind of works for me.
Yeah, and no doubt, and over the years you've shared some of those recipes, and they are absolutely outstanding. We're going to have to do that again, some wild game recipes this fall. We'll have to keep that in mind, Steve.
Oh, we do. You know, we eat so much venison and fish and pheasants and duck. You got to be very creative and do things differently. And fish, you know, there's so many different ways to do that. But,
yeah.
I think we'll do that. And a lot of people really enjoy that type of thing. And, you know, that's half the fun is harvesting the game and then cooking it for your friends and family. It's just the circle of life, as they say, Steve.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, Steve. You have a great rest of the weekend.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.